Alderman-elect Fulgenzi, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
So let me ask you, did you, when you first decided to run for alderman, did you know that this law existed?
No, not really.
When did you find out about it before last night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I found out about it. As far as I knew, what I looked into, it wasn't going to be a problem because all I had to do was not vote on something.
Well, but I'm saying that I'm talking about the law that exists right now. I mean, until they pass this ordinance, it basically said you can't be an alderman. You can't be an alderman and have a liquor license.
I didn't know it existed like this. I looked at the state law.
Okay.
Again.
Yeah, and the state law.
I researched it, and it didn't have anything like this. This must be a city code, and I didn't see that.
So this was something that was taking you by surprise because it directly affects you.
Well, yeah, because I'm the only one that holds a liquor license, I think.
This is me making a prediction. You tell me if I'm right or wrong, because I put myself in your shoes. I'm like, what would I do if I was him? Because your choice would have been either you no longer have a liquor license or you are not an alderman. I would guess, and this is just me guessing, you tell me I'm wrong. I would guess you would transfer.
Well, first of all, the premise is wrong.
Yeah, well, what do you mean?
The premise is wrong. It doesn't mean that I don't have a liquor license. It means that I give it up to my wife.
That's what I was going to say. So I say that you would probably turn over the license to somebody else's name, right?
Right.
And then you could, yeah. So,
but to do that in the day, it would take, it's just a lot of rigmarole. But the thing of it is, that's what I'd have to do.
And your wife, you really got to love your wife, I'll tell you that. You better make sure your wife's not planning on going anywhere if you're giving her a liquor license.
There's no guarantee she wants to get stuck with all this.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, well, then what are you going to do? How do you, you know? So hopefully, and I mean, you're probably hoping they pass this ordinance next week.
Right.
So it shocked you. When did you find out that the code is what it is? I mean, has it been in the last 24 hours? The what?
The day of orientation, I found out that they were going to pass the city code to mirror the state code. And I didn't know the city code was different at that time.
So
I found out that day that it would be settled by May the 5th. So I didn't think anything of it.
So you went to orientation. That's the first you had heard that the existing code would prohibit it. And then they were so sure they're going to, because they haven't passed it yet, they're so sure they're going to pass it that they told you it's a done deal?
Well, they said they'd try and take care of it. I don't know. Okay. Nobody knows what's going to happen.
Okay. I thought you were saying that they told you it was a done deal. Well, you know.
Oh, no. You know, anytime you have people vote and you have 10 different people, maybe 11, nothing's a done deal.
I'm getting people that live in your district. For example, there's a guy named Mike who says, so my new alderman, he goes, let me get this right. So my new alderman cannot do his entire job. Sure wish we would have known this prior to election. Those are both pretty big topics on the north end. I want to make it clear, according to what you've told me, you weren't withholding anything. You did not know this was something that was city code. It was you weren't withholding any information from voters. You didn't know.
No. As far as I knew, the state code allowed me to be an alderman and hold a liquor license. I just couldn't vote on licenses in the city.
And is that a big deal? I mean, would you?
I don't think so. At the county, I was on the liquor committee, and I held a license in the city. But it was in the city and not the county, so it didn't matter. But I got off the liquor committee after a couple of years. So,
did you? So this whole thing's come up in the last 24 hours. It's something. And I mean, it looks like they're going to vote for the ordinance. I mean, I heard support from guys like Frank Edwards saying, and Corey Jobe saying, well, yeah, of course they're going to vote for it. But like you said, when it comes to voting, you never know.
Right. Well, the thing of it is, I'd hate for anybody that holds a license to be restricted from being on the city council, whether it be an insurance license, a real estate license, any kind of a license.
Yeah, Frank Edwards' comments last night were that of, you know, hey, we need more business people to want to get involved in city government. Why would we want to have a law that's going to, that would prohibit them from wanting to run?
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Although I didn't hear the council last night, I was at the Hall of Fame banquet, which, by the way, was a very good event.
I heard there was a good time. I read some stuff on Facebook about that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, It's getting close. You got 13 days or so, or what, 12 days?
I guess.
Till it all starts. I thank you for being on today and answering some questions. We appreciate it. And I look forward to talking to you when you're no longer alderman-elect, but actual alderman.
Well, that'd be fine.
All right. Thank you, John Fulgenzi.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. There you go. Yeah, he says he didn't know. So John Fulgenzi says he